Relaxation, harmony throughout spirit, mind, and body. Relaxation, harmony throughout spirit, mind, and body. Our spirit, mind, and body is an example or an outpicturing of the relaxation and the harmony that is expressed in and through our mind. How do we express harmony, relaxation, in and through our mind? How do we know these things? How do we live these things? We live these things by being who we are. We live these things by living who we are, by loving who we are, by enjoying who we are, because that's all that matters. That's really all that makes any difference anywhere in our world. If we can have relaxation and harmony throughout spirit, mind, and body, we live an absolutely remarkable life. We live an absolutely fulfilling existence. We live in every area of our being fully revealed. One of the biggest problems that faces humanity, that faces each one of us, is that we look at the world of appearances about us. We look at the experiences that are going on around us. We look at the things that the world is out picturing. We look at the things that come to our attention. And then we say, this is real. This is real. And so then it's real for us. And with it comes all of its imaginary experiences. Now, you're watching a movie, and as you watch the movie has happy times, and you have a happiness in your heart. And there's no reason for you to have happiness in your heart. That's just a movie. That's just something outer. That's just something created by some writers and produced by some directors and some movie people. And very effectively, because you have the emotion that they want you to have. And then you look at the not naughty experiences. You look at the not nice experiences that take place in the story that is before you. And you feel sad, or you feel anger, or you feel all sorts of things that say to you that this is not nice. And you live it. You accept it. This is real. This is real. This is real. Can anything be more nonsensical? You look at a movie and you say, it is real. Now, it may have been real. It may have been an experience somewhere in somebody's world. It may have been something that was disturbing somebody. It may have been something that was putting somebody's life in a lack of harmony or a lack of relaxation. But you are so smart. You entertain yourself with the garbage of the world, and then you tell yourself you want to be at peace and you want to be in relaxation, you want to be in harmony. Now, if I tell you that some terrible thing is going on, that some war is going on, and they're having genocide and suicide and all sorts of murder and things like that going on, you say, oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be part of that. And then you move out of that story. You move away from that information. You do not cloud your mind with that sort of an activity. And then you just say, I like to live in paradise. I like to live in peace. We often say the campus of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, is a place of peace and paradise. It's a place where all is in divine order. It's a place where people live in harmony. It's a place where all is relaxation now. And people come to me with problems, and they come to me and say, oh, dear, I have this problem, I have that. Well, let it go. But it's real. It's something I must face. It's something I must do. The only way you can ever face a problem The only way you can ever face a condition in your life which is upsetting, which is disturbing in any way, is for you to have a peaceful heart, a peaceful mind, and then to look at whatever it is you're considering and you're worrying about and say, all is peace. But it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. No matter how much we want to tell ourselves it's not true, we believe that it is true. We believe that these things are there. Now, when are we ever going to realize that everything in this universe, everything that we could ever contemplate in this universe, is a thought? And it's a thought, and it's a thought that can be rethought. It's a thought that can be thought new. It's a thought that can be released and another thought put in its place. And when it is released and another thought is put in its place, then the other thought takes precedence. Now, if the thought is just a continuing thought of what the original thought was, and it was an unhappy thought, then naturally you have that continuing thought of an unhappy experience going on in your mind. But when you can relax and be in harmony throughout your spirit, mind, and body, when you can be at peace with yourself, when you can live in the attitude of peace and harmony, when you can live in the attitude of all is in divine order, when you can live in the attitude that my thoughts are things, when you can live in that attitude, and you know it's true, you know it's true, because I can show you all sorts of illustrations. The simplest one, of course, is the theater. The simplest one is the movie. You look at the movie, and you have all sorts of emotions going through your body, your life, your affairs, yourself, over one little movie. One movie. The movie could be Fantasia. The movie could be a Disney movie. And even those movies have a way of handling your emotions. Even those wonderful movies of Disney that we feel so good about can control your emotions, can control, oh, your shudder. Your whole body closes up like a clam, and you turn off all of your, you turn off all your activities going on in your body, and then your body doesn't feel so good. It doesn't, I feel so tired. Oh. Those are all thoughts and emotions. You need relaxation and harmony throughout your spirit, mind, and body, not tension, not the feeling of anger, not the feeling of hatred, not the feeling of anything that is negative. You want to make your life into a positive example of peace. You want to live in a state of peace mentally, physically, and spiritually. You live in relaxation and harmony. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, you live in this state of harmony and love. And when you do, all of the tension, all of the anxiety, all of the feeling of uncontrol and a negative control in your world and your body cease to have control over you. And you are living in a state of relaxation and harmony. Now, let's just create our own movie right now. Let's create our own theater right now. We're going to tell the story of a beautiful experience. We're going to tell the story of our walk in the forest. We're going to walk through this wonderful wooded glade. And as we walk through the wonderful forest, we have left behind all anxiety and all concern and all worry. The weather is just a beautiful Indian summer day. It's a beautiful, warm day. Winter is fading away. It's a beautiful, warm, lovely day, and we feel wonderful about it. And we feel at peace. And we walk into this forest, and we look up at the tips of the trees, so tall, so high, and we think, only God can make a tree, and we are God. And we have made that tree in our world by looking up, looking at the forest, looking around us. And we sit down under a tree. It doesn't matter what that tree may be. And as we sit under that tree, we are quiet. And as we are quiet, all of our surroundings, all of the area around us is enfolded in our quietness. All the area around us is enraptured in our peace and harmony. And because we are so content and peaceful with ourselves, because we are so at one with ourselves, we are able to do all the things that make us happy. We are all able to do all the things that make us feel good, that make us feel peaceful, that make us feel joyful. It's just whatever it is that delights our heart, whatever it is that delights our soul, whatever it is that delights who we are. And we live in that peacefulness, that love. We live in that joy. We live in that feeling of magnificence, because that's who we are. We live in it, and we love it, and we find it to be peaceful. We find it to be fulfilling. We find it to be all that we want it to be. And as we find it to be all that we want it to be, then we know who we are. We know what we are. We know why we are. We know that we are. Because we look at this forest now, and the forest is peace, and we are peace. Now, what do we do next? What do we do next? We look further. We look further, and we see things that say to us, this is glorious, this is beautiful, this is fantastic. We look at all that is good, and as we look at all that is good, then we are living in peace. We are living in peace because we are in relaxation. Now we're sitting under this tree in this forest, and we're in peace. And the rabbits come close to us. The deer come and stand over us. All the creatures of the forest become our friends. All the creatures of the forest become ones who feel harmony and peace and devotion to us. And we are at peace. We are in love with ourselves. And we feel all is in divine order. We have created these animals coming and sitting close to us. We have created all these things in our world being peace. We have created a world of relaxation and harmony throughout our spirit, mind, and body. And everything we do is peace. Everything we do is ideal love, unconditional love. We are in relaxation now. We are in harmony now. All the tension from our body fades away. All the anxiety in our heart disappears. And peace reigns, master of all. Now we have taken control. And when we choose to take control of our body, our mind, our spirit, our soul, when we choose to take control, then we will have control. When we choose to take control, our life will experience that. And it will be what we are. It will be who we are. It will be all that we are. For that's all that matters. Our inner relaxation and harmony throughout spirit, mind, and body. And we know it. Oh, we know it. We do it all the time. And the more that we do it, the more that it's our nature to do it. And is it our nature to live in harmony and peace and relaxation, or is it our nature to live in confusion? We can make the choice. wherever we put our thoughts, we put our thoughts in balance, in harmony, in love. Are you ready to be peaceful now? Are you ready to let the tensions of your body go? They don't need to be there. Are you ready to let the anxiety of your heart over the outer world cease to exist, and you live only in the peace and quietness and gentleness of your inner self? It's your choice. It's my choice. And today, there is one world that exists for me, and that's the world of peace and harmony, of love, of balance, of spirit, mind, and body being one in my ideal self. Join me this day in this harmony, for it is for you and it is for me, and it is ours eternally. Live it, love it, and experience it now. It is you. It is me.